What's up with you? All right, man, I got a question from a subscriber asking how to smash coworkers and if you should even attempt to. All right, first of all, you have to understand that it is a personal preference thing, meaning that that woman has to view you as an 8 or above to even want to sleep with you. So if she views you as a 5 or a 6, you have to raise her interest level up to even sniff the ass. But it's ultimately going to boil down to that woman's personal preference and how attracted she is to you. I tell you what, if a woman is attracted to you, you can damn near say anything and still get the ass. You can just walk up to her and say some straight goofy shit that you know would get you rejected by most women, and they'll just laugh and touch you on the arm or shoulder and say, "You silly. You so crazy." Listen, Pimpin, if a woman already likes you, you can just walk up to her and say, "Touch this shirt and tell me what kind of material you think this is." And she touch it and say, cotton or silk. And then you say, "Wrong. That's the wrong answer. This is boyfriend material." Oh, man, that was bad. Now, y'all know that shit was hella goofy. But some of y'all, I'm telling you, some of y'all gonna try to use that. Some of y'all gonna write that down and y'all gonna try to use that shit. But, like I said earlier, when a woman likes you and views you as a 8 or a 9, you really don't have to do anything. It's already been decided for you. You're getting a Thundercat. All you gotta do is not do or say something so stupid or so out of pocket that you just completely turn her off and make her as dry as the damn desert down there. That's it. All you really got to do is just shut the hell up and just smile and nod. That's it. Smile and nod, fellas. Now, on the flip side, if you approach a girl that views you as a 5 or a 6 and you say that shit that I said earlier, she gonna nip it in the bud real quick. You're going to be like, "Touch this shirt and tell me what kind of material you think it is." And she's going to be like, "No, thank you. I'm good." She might say, "It looks like cotton," with a straight serious face. See, fellas, when a woman is not physically attracted to you, she doesn't want to give you any hope. She wants to be very, very clear in her message to you that you don't stand a chance. So don't even try it, because you will get rejected. So as far as how to smash a girl at work, it's totally up to the girl. She has to see you in that light. She has to have high interest in you and view you as at least a 8 before she sleeps with you. So there's no one thing or one phrase that you can say to every woman on the planet that will magically make them want to sleep with you. But moving on to if you should even attempt to. Now, this is just my opinion, but I'm going to say hell to the no, because when it ends, it's going to end badly, and you're going to have to see that person at work for 8 to 12 hours a day, and there's going to be some feelings involved. There are going to be some hurt feelings and some broken hearts, and it ain't always the woman. Let me say this. When people's feelings are involved, and they feel like they have been betrayed or taken advantage of or lied to and disrespected, people become real vindictive. And they will lie on you and try to get your ass fired. Oh, yeah. I've seen it with my own lookers. With my own two eyes. I seen a dude sleeping with a chick at work we work with. He worked... I ain't gonna tell you what he did or where he worked. But yeah, we all work together. Everybody know they were sleeping together. But let me add this. You can tell when people are sleeping together. People are going to find out. You can literally tell when people are smashing each other. They stand real close to one another when they're talking. They touch one another a lot. They make very, very strong eye contact. when they talking to each other, almost like they want to rip each other clothes off and get butt naked and do it right there in front of everybody in the middle of the room. So if you think it's going to be this big well-kept secret and ain't nobody going to find out, that ain't true. The cat's out the bag. People know, especially women, they can pick up on that shit immediately. You know what? Ask a woman at your job who's sleeping with who. And if they comfortable with you and they think you can keep your damn mouth shut and not dime that person out, they'll tell you. But getting back to my dog. All right, he was smashing her. And here's the thing. He was 100% single and available when they started. But she had an on and off relationship with her baby daddy. And I warned him that she can go back to him at any time, at any moment, so be careful. And don't put your heart into it 100% pimping, because they've been together 8 years and they got a child. And you've been knowing her for, what, 32 days? It's no contest. But back to it. She was technically single at the moment when they were kind of on a break. So nobody was cheating on nobody. So long story short, it went on for about 4 months. He was catching feelings. She wasn't. She was still attached to the baby daddy. You know what? I make a video on emotional attachment, because I truly believe that a woman only can be emotionally attached to one guy at a time. So no matter what you do, whether it's putting it down in the bedroom or spending money on her, you're not going to be able to break that attachment. Basically, at any moment, that guy or baby daddy can make that call and say, "I messed up. I love you, baby, and I want to give us another chance." Yeah, believe me, it's just that easy to pull the plug on y'all the relationship. And that's exactly what happened to him. My dog was getting attached and catching feelings. It was damn February, and he talking to her about who family house they going over for Thanksgiving, asking her about what costume her son want for Halloween. Shit don't make no damn sense. He thinking he done found the one, and she just really waiting on her baby daddy to get his shit together so they can get back together. And so long story short, she dumped him and got back with her baby daddy. And so his ass was butt hurt and broken up about the situation. So he went to her boss and told her that the girl was stealing from the company, that she was lying on her timesheets, that she was stealing time from the company. Told her boss that she slept with one of the other guys in the break room and in the stairwells, places that they done did it. Oh yeah, he went all out to get her fired. And so they had to look into it. So they suspended the girl for 2 weeks, man, did a full investigation, checked the time cards, the machine, and ran back the cameras and checked everything, man. And yeah, it was just a shit show. But anyway, if you're wondering, the girl didn't get fired, but he tried it though. They didn't find nothing on her though. But eventually he quit, because he couldn't take seeing her back with her baby daddy. He was bringing her to work, picking her up, taking her to lunch, and he couldn't take it. That's it. He let go of the rope. Let me stop, man. But anyway, just because that situation ended that way don't mean all situations gonna end that way. But let me say this before I end it, and this is just my code, this is my philosophy, this is what I live by. Don't do anything to fuck up your money. Let me say that again. Don't do anything to fuck up your money. Meaning, don't do anything that could possibly get you fired and cause you to lose your money and take away your ability to financially support yourself. You got to be smarter than that. That one piece of ass ain't worth your paycheck, pimpin'. Oh, okay, now think about this. You got your shit together. Then all of a sudden you smash somebody at work. It ends badly. Both of y'all get fired. And now you got to start over from scratch. You get evicted because you can't pay your rent. Your car get repoed because you can't make your car payment. Your phone get cut off, and so now you can't listen to no more Infamous. How you going to listen to Infamous with no service? I'm just messing with you, man. I hope I was able to help you out with this video. I'm about to get on up off this thing. All right, later.